Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler says his administration is working with farmers and agriculture leaders around the country to reduce nutrient loading that results in nitrogen, phosphorus, and other fertilizer-type products causing excessive growth of algae in waters. Wheeler says he is committed to taking a different approach to the issue that's become a real problem in some parts of the country.
A large issue with agriculture, and that's on the nutrient runoff into water systems. You know, different areas of the country are impacted more than others because of that. It's certainly a problem in the Great Lakes, and it's a problem in the Chesapeake Bay, for example.
Wheeler says he wants to improve the working relationship with farmers.
We have a long history of working with the agriculture community on the Chesapeake Bay. It's not exactly a proud history at times. The Pennsylvania farmers aren't real fans of the EPA in the past. What we're trying to do under our administration is work more cooperatively with the farmers on nutrient loading into the waters.
He says a plan released in February lets farmers be a part of the solution.
Well, one thing we released in February is a markets mechanism memo for the agriculture community where we want to try to encourage some free market methods to reduce nutrient loading, maybe nutrient trading, is to get away from the hammer of a regulation, but to work more cooperatively with the different ag groups.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler adds he is hoping the cooperative approach will produce better results.
So we're trying this in particular in Pennsylvania with the farmers there because of the impact on the Chesapeake Bay. And we're working with different farm groups around the Great Lakes, and we'll see what works. And we're working with different farm bureaus around the country to try to figure out different mechanisms of trying to decrease the amount of nutrient loading that goes into the waterways. That is an environmental issue that we want to work more cooperatively with you all on.
He says the EPA welcomes suggestions from Kentucky farmers.
We'd be happy to hear any recommendations that you or anybody else has on how we can better work with the farm community on nutrient loading without coming down with a heavy hand of regulation. But instead, try to work more cooperatively.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.